What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. It's the Monday night meltdown edition of the program, and it's a fitting and appropriate title as Major League Baseball is melting down in these hot summer July afternoons like a old Dairy Queen Sunday. The Miami Marlins, 11 to 14 players with coronavirus, but they don't want you to know that, actually. They're upset that it was their names were released, that they had coronavirus. That, you know, we kind of sort of know, guys, like, you know, your game is canceled, all right? And it's so bad. I don't think they're going to be able to play in Florida. I think they're going to be playing on Wednesday, whatever. The Marlins and the Orioles. And I'll tell you what, normally if the Marlins and the Orioles were canceled or like it was rained out, like I don't think like anybody would notice or care. But in today's day and age, oh boy, the Marlins and the Orioles. And then there was a residual effect because the Philadelphia Phillies played the Marlins and the Phillies were already in a panic about coronavirus. And then they had to cancel their game against the New York Yankees. Rob Manfred says we're not going to cancel the season. Yeah, no kidding, you're not going to cancel the season. Like, people could die and they won't cancel the season. But they're like, kids, they're not canceling. That's why they're able to do what they're doing. They simply don't care. It's pretty clear. It's as simple as that. They just simply do not care. Meanwhile, the National Football League is seeing what has happened over the first weekend with Major League Baseball. Already, they have severe concerns. Now, listen, they should already have had severe concerns. As the National Football League, like baseball, just wants to sort of pretend that everything is all right. Except football, man, you got 90 dudes. But no, don't worry. They're going to cut it down to 80 dudes. But Jason Lacanfora right now is reporting that there's not going to be a 16-game season, that they're already looking at a 10 or a 12-game season. Roger Goodell says there'll be a complete season, but he won't commit to a 16-game season. Season is things are getting real right now, and the National Football League is going to have to figure something out. They can't just blindly go into this and expect everything to be all right. You can't just pull a Homer Simpson and think that your problem is going to go away. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, let's roll. Sports Rage late night. I am Morenci. George Perks are ready to step up and in a minute. The Monday night meltdown edition of the program. And I think it is appropriate and it is fitting as meltdown is the word of the day. As Major League Baseball's got problems a couple of days in, they patted themselves on the back. For one reason or another, they added six teams to the playoffs before they even started playing. And then they just sort of, they sort of said, all right, now everything should be fine, right? And listen, I said this in April when people said, well, what do you think is going to happen with Major League Baseball? I said, well, they could start right now, but, it'll collapse. It'll collapse. Now, I'm not stating that Major League Baseball is going to collapse. It could, and there's the potential there, but it really is up to the players. It's up to the players. Like, it's clear that Major League Baseball doesn't have a plan, and, their plan is basically don't chew tobacco and don't spit and don't high five. Like, they really don't really have all that much of a plan put in place. So much so, guys, that the Marlins all had coronavirus and decided to play, like, on their own. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but an industry that brought in $10.9 billion, can't they afford to have, like, a doctor, like, to oversee every game? Like, shouldn't there be a protocol that, you guys can't go out there because, now the Philadelphia Phillies and the Yankees game just got canceled because of you guys. And word is the Marlins weren't practicing any protocols. Like, basically, players are supposed to show up in staggered times. Like, not everybody on the same team bus. Supposedly, the Marlins showed up together. They're not supposed to do the pregame, everyone together, and work out together. The Marlins did. The Marlins didn't distance in the dugout as much as they should have. Like, supposedly, the Phillies are upset because, like, they're saying, you know what? These bunch of young dudes on the Marlins didn't live up to any of the protocols. And it's only the first weekend. And by the way, they live in Florida. So I guess now they can't even play in Florida. I guess they're going to play in Baltimore now. This is where we're at. And now it's affecting good teams like the Yankees and the Phillies. Well, the Yankees, the Phillies aren't a good team. Let's bring in George Kurtz right now. A lot to get to, George. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Gabe. It's been an interesting day in MLB now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I wish it was a little bit different. It's not really a surprise. And number two, it's not the end of the Major League Baseball season or anything like that. You all right, George? Is there a fire? Someone break in?
That's actually my alarm to let me know I have some work to do for our network. I forgot to turn that off at 12:15 each day.
It's quite the alarm. Thanks, Kurtz. Yeah, it's quite the start, Kurtz.
Why aren't you used to going alarms going up in your hotel? Right? Don't you have a lot of that problem with the fire alarm? So I'm just trying to keep you in check here.
That alarm sounds like it's from the 40s. Like, that's quite the alarm. Like, you don't have anything more pleasant than
I don't want anything more pleasant because I'm afraid if I hear pleasant, if I'm sleeping, it won't wake me up because this is my sleep alarm as well. If I hear like ding, 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 I'm going to sleep right through that.
That's how you wake up. That's a sleep alarm. Yeah, you can't go with that adult contemporary. That's for sure. Yet, George, that's quite the it's quite the alarm you have there. You just scared the hell out of
now,
like
all.
It? Well, I got our listeners' attention. Like, yeah, it's. I'll tell you that
I
much.
Make sure everyone's awake.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that alarm. Are you waking yourself up or everybody in your home up, Kurtz?
Everybody in my home is still awake, actually. Gabe, I have a weird household here. My wife works nights, so she's always up late. She just went upstairs because of the show here. Both my daughters are up late. My oldest daughter wants to know when I'm going to be done so she can do laundry. All right, this is how this household runs.
Wow. It's quite the operation. Sounds like Rob Manfred is in control over there right now. George Kurtz with us. So, listen, this was to be expected, in which the Korean Baseball League started, and, you know, they had to stop. Japan did as well. But they actually went through more protocol. Like, they were sort of safer about it. And, you know, the travel isn't as extensive. Yet, to me, the travel was always going to be one of the biggest issues. And also, the hotspot states are going to be one of the biggest issues. So, it's, you know, where do the Marlins get coronavirus? My guess is they already all had it in Florida, basically, and they went to Philadelphia with it, right? I mean, they didn't. I don't think they all suddenly got it in Philadelphia. It takes a little time for it to kick in as well. Now, the testing system seems to be a joke. They're waiting for the test results still. Like, I mean, honestly, it's like Keystone Cop type of stuff right now. And I think, you know, this stuff can be pulled off if you have smart people in charge. But smart and people in charge of Major League Baseball aren't something to go hand in hand right now, George. You have a bunch of owners that don't care. It's just a corporation. It's just like an ATM machine to them. They're only doing this so they can get their television money. And that's why they did the playoff. They don't have to reimburse now due to the playoffs. They don't owe anything. Like, the owners are laughing. They're on their yachts. They're not in danger. They don't even care if a player gets it. There's waivers. There's nothing anyone can do about it. And I, you know, to them, it's just about television. Yet it's going to be a problem if it starts to spread amongst other teams. It would be naive to think that it won't once teams start to go into Texas, once teams start to go into Florida, George.
Well, we knew about this going in, right? We knew the three hot states were going to be, what, Florida, Texas, I guess four hot states, Arizona, California. This is not a shock. I agree with you. I imagine Miami already had it when they were in Florida and brought it with them. So now we have an issue here. I saw your tweets all day, and most of them were 100% correct, right? You wonder why Canada didn't want teams coming in there. You know, we haven't obeyed anything. You know, we have people there, this country, oh, it's freedom. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And we've seen it all the week. Listen, I'm glad baseball's back, game. I had a great weekend. It was great watching the games, a lot of fun watching them. But you saw it over and over again. In the dugout, outside of the coaches, no one's wearing a mask. They're high-fiving each other. Everything's back to normal here. And it shouldn't be that way. And you know baseball. How is baseball going to discipline that? What are they going to say? They're going to suspend you if you give a high five? If you're spitting, they're going to get, you know, they're going to fine you $1,000? What are they going to do? Is most of this just, listen, we're going to tell the public that we're going to watch this. But, you know, let's face it, guys. We're not really going to do that. I mean, how would you do that? Are they going to have, like, the remember, you know, in the NFL, before an NFL game, they have the uniform police that tells you, hey, your towel is 3 inches too low in front of your body. You're going to fine $500. Are they going to do that? Have someone just watching players and constantly making notes? Okay, Aaron Judge used to spit sunflower seeds. That's, well, it's $500 per seed. That's $2,500. I don't know how they can do this. The players really have to sort of police themselves here. But this is always going to happen. I'm just surprised it happened so quickly.
Yeah, well, I don't think, like, I get the feeling that Rob Manfred doesn't even watch the games. That, like, basically they've got to call him. Say, well, sir, listen, we've got a problem right now. You know, there's nothing proactive about it. The travel is going to be a problem. We all knew it. And the evidence speaks for itself. The MLS bubble, 894 tests done in the MLS bubble, or 894 people were tested, you know, consistently. In the whole operation in the MLS bubble, zero coronavirus cases. The NBA has been airtight. Besides dudes, one dude was a moron, George, and he had to go into quarantine after. Well, like, Lou Williams went to a strip club, which, yeah, that, you know.
He wanted wings. He was getting wings, Gabe. Good wings. Yeah,
you know what? There wasn't any dancers at the club, actually. Like, there wasn't any strippers going on. It was only open for food. So, you know, he was at a strip club, but, yeah, he wasn't getting lap dances. It wasn't like he went to party. It was after a funeral. He went for chicken wings. It is what it is. Another dude just basically simply left the lobby of the hotel. He ordered, like, Uber Eats. Like, literally, he ordered, like, food from, like, a food delivery service. And he went out in the parking lot and he picked it up, and they were like, "Well, you just crossed the line. Now you're in quarantine." But my whole point is, bubbles work. The NHL bubble will work. Major League Baseball doesn't have a bubble. They don't have at least even any hub cities. you know, it's just, it's going to be a problem traveling around the country, and it could get worse in September as well, the virus. All right, so we'll talk more baseball. We'll get into some NHL playoff talk. Let's talk about some games actually going to happen. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageaholic.
God, it's hot. It's hot. Feels like we're on the pitch in Orlando. LAFC in complete control, domination. Seattle have big problems right now. We need one more goal. We'll keep our eye on that. Craziness in Major League Baseball today off the field with coronavirus, but craziness on the field as well. A lot of blown leads. We talk about it often. In-game betting, baseball, don't be scared to take teams that are trailing. They'll often come back. The Cincinnati Reds were heavily hyped coming into the year, and they're getting frustrated right now. Their bats finally came alive, but it was too little too late. They nearly came back from a 7-0 deficit. They ended up losing a baseball game 8-7 when it's all said and done. And Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, brutal game going on. Well, listen, Milwaukee was down 5-1. They put a 4-spot up in the top of the 9th inning, but these teams suck so hard, neither of them could even score with a free pass and a runner on second base. They couldn't get anybody in. So they're into the 11th inning, and Milwaukee has taken a lead. We'll keep our eye on that before we're done here this evening. And the Milwaukee Brewers rocking some new uniforms. Not bad. Not bad. The Brewers have always had pretty cool uniforms. I like the old school Brew Crew look. I like they got the blue and the blue and the yellow going on old school here. I actually have the Milwaukee Brewers tonight, but you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. Now, where the trickle down effect comes into play, since George Kurtz is with us, hopefully no alarms go off. The thing right now is the NFL, and the NFL sees this with Major League Baseball, and they saw it and they really noticed. I think they noticed it more than Manfred noticed it. And it's not just Jason Lacanfora, but there seems to be quite a few reports and behind the scenes of people saying, yeah, the 16 games just isn't going to work. Roger Goodell won't commit to the 16. He goes, we'll have a complete season. I brought up a couple of concepts that you don't play once a week. You play every 10 days, every 2 weeks. You spread it out a little bit. It's already a challenge to play football as it is. You can't just play as normal. Oh, yeah, you're going to play Sunday night and then Thursday and then, like everything's normal. You know, you're going to have problems. And, George, like, people can say, well, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. I think that we kind of can. And I think it'd be extremely naive to believe that if we don't think in the fall, it's going to be really bad again that you could just sort of play football all the way through from the first week of September all the way through to the Super Bowl without anything happening. The odds of that, man, that's plus money, man, that they'll be able to pull that off, George.
It's never going to happen, right? They're not going to play all, straight through 17 straight weeks. Not going to happen. I know the NFL likes to believe that the virus will bend to them, that they can go plow through here, but I don't see how this is going to work. While it's true in the NFL, you think about it, they don't do as much traveling, right? They only 16 travels a week, right? 16 teams go on the road a week, so that's all there's traveling, not every 3 days, like pretty much like baseball does. So I guess that's a bonus there, but they're going to be hitting each other in practice. They're going to be sweating on each other, bleeding, snot going all over the place. There's no way you can tell me you're going to be able to contain this, right? And we all know it's in Florida, Texas, Arizona, California. How's that going to change? As soon as you go to another stadium, you're bringing that with you, and then you're tackling the other guys. And then you're going to lead it to them. You're going to bring it up north. And we all know when it gets colder here, we're supposed to have wave two. We're still in wave one. We haven't gotten through the first wave yet. And we think we're going to be able to control this. I think you're probably right. That would be the best way to do it. But I think the NFL is going to say, screw it. We're starting on September 10th. I don't care. We're starting on the 10th. We'll get through this. And, we'll see what happens here. Baseball's got issues already. The bubble, football was never going to play in a bubble. Although you would think it could because it's easy to have a football field, right? 100 yards, 53 width. You have a football field. It's a lot much easier than a baseball stadium or a hockey rink or an NBA rink, but they won't do that either because they want their money. But I agree with you. I can't see how it's going to work as currently constituted, but I think they're going to try and they're going to see what happens.
Yeah, the problem with NFL football is, guys, there's just too many people. There's just a massive humanity. And even baseball, it is somewhat socially distanced. You know what I mean? Like if you look at the others, baseball, the outfielders aren't all that close. The infielders, they use the same ball. They're pretty good at getting rid of the baseballs. And, after they've been touched. Football, even with these potential Oakley masks or, face guards, shields, so to speak. And I don't even know if they're actually going to have those in operation. Are the players going to want to wear them? Are the players going to be responsible during the week on their own? There's a lot of variables that go into this. And as well, there's a lot more unhealthier people in football, like linemen, like offensive linemen. That's like the problem that I see where, like baseball players get it. They'll be fine for the most part. Rodriguez talking about having a heart issue right now. So that's not good. But I think football is where it'll be dangerous and where that's where you could potentially have somebody die from coronavirus because of football. You talk about the hub. Listen, it wouldn't have been easy. It wouldn't be. I mean, the NBA spent $150 million on their bubble. So it wouldn't have been easy for the National Football League, but that's why you make the big bucks. You guys have the money, right? Like you're the richest sports league in the world, essentially, in North America by far. Like you have, infinite amount of money to create, and I brought this up before, the XFL, when they had their training camp, George, they had their eight teams all in San Antonio. Instead of having training camps everywhere, they just had them all in the dome and they scrimmaged there. And I brought this up months ago, actually. I said the National Football League should look into the same thing. Like basically say, let's put like eight teams at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, or let's put let's put 8 or 12 teams in San Antonio, Texas. Let's rent that dome from them and take over a hotel around, a couple of hotels and property. And, let's come up with, two or three or four hubs or bubbles or even two of them, AFC, NFC. But it would take work, and they would prefer just to be in denial about this.
Oh, I agree. Like I said, I think that when it comes to the NFL, they believe, because everything you just said, we're the number one sports league, we're worth a gazillion billion dollars, the virus will bend to us, we'll get through this. We did everything else the way we wanted to do it. We wanted to do a draft, we did the draft. We wanted free agency, we did free agency. And everything, they just bend it to their way. But I don't see how this is going to work when you got players that are going, we got players going on COVID now for all the testings, the take-ins now. And you're right, though. That's going to be the true test of the NFL when one of these offensive linemen, I don't want to say they're out of shape because, hey, you're still an athlete, but these guys are certainly way have way more weight than they should, right? This is why a lot of these guys lose so much weight after they're done playing to get back to a normal weight. But were these guys going to get it? And it's going to be – I don't know. I'm certainly hope no one dies. You know, but you wonder what happens when someone gets seriously ill. You mentioned Eduardo Rodriguez in baseball. He's got the heart issue. They say as far as heart issues go, that's a minor issue. He'll be okay. But what happens with an NFL offensive lineman if he's not okay? I wonder this, Gabe. What happens if you have 4 or 5 years starting offensive linemen all get it? They can't play that Sunday. And you have, you know, you have a gazillion, Pat Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs, all their offensive linemen, or 3 of the offensive linemen get hurt. You have your $500 million quarterback now running for his life. How's that going to work? Are you going to cancel that game to protect Pat Mahomes? So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the NFL does this. And another thing, what have we seen in MLB this weekend? You know, we had a truncated spring training. We're seeing a truckload of pitching injuries because they're just not ready. They're just not ready. You think of the NFL, no mini camps, no preseason games. If they start on time, training camp will be 20% less than normal. They're not going to have maybe half the padded practices they normally would. There's going to be a truckload of normal NFL injuries in September as well.
That I agree with. And that's one thing that I expect in the National Hockey League as well. Yeah, the National Hockey League coronavirus will be fine. But you're asking guys to go from 0 to 160 on a dime here. Like the fact, like I know like they played a couple exhibitions and, you know, they've been scrimmaging and stuff, but man, you know, to play like playoff hockey, George, like games that count like that out of the gate, and guys like they haven't played at this speed and there's going to be injuries. You know, Brad Marchand was talking about how it's going to be bad. He didn't talk about injuries bad, but he said, don't expect it to be good hockey. And he said, like, in the whole playoffs, he said, don't expect this to be pretty. And he said, it's going to be competitive. Like, he didn't say, oh, it's going to suck. But he goes, don't expect this to be pretty. He said, the ice is terrible. So in Toronto, the ice isn't very good. It's hot as hell. They're doing the best that they can, but the ice isn't very good. He said, guys, we're just not up to the speed that you're supposed to be to play playoff hockey. He said, expect it to be pretty sloppy. And he even said, he goes, you know, really, he goes, it really takes like a couple of months to get into a groove. And he goes, we just don't have that type of time right now. Interesting dynamic that these guys find themselves in. This is why every game counts. And those teams that get to play, those top four teams, George, makes a big difference to them. I wouldn't want to have to play my first game in the playoffs, especially in a best of five. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I agree. Those top four teams sort of get a break, right? Stamkos, if Tampa Bay doesn't care about their seeding, they can rest a little bit. You know, they don't have to worry about rushing him back. Boston, Pasternak, right? He's recovering COVID. Don't have to rush him back. Play him a game or two if you're not worried about your seeding. It's a huge advantage to have that bye.
George Kurtz with his Sports Rage late night continues to get into some of these NHL series prices. LAFC getting it done. West Coast style. San Jose Earthquakes did as well earlier this evening. Sports Rage late night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night continues. I'm Morenci. George Kurtz kicking it with us. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates into these extra innings, runner on second base type of deals. Mike Clevinger of the Cleveland Indians lost it. Said it was the wackest crap that he's ever seen before. Like, bro, were you unaware that you guys agreed to this? Like, you know, you are part of the Players Association. Bro, it's like, were you unaware? Like, you know, these players are unbelievable. Major League Baseball players. They really are. But it's a good thing they added 6 teams to the playoffs, though, huh? They can't get through the first weekend, but it's just sheer greed, right? It's just sheer greed. And for the record, there was a report earlier today that the owners actually did want to play in one city, but it got shot down immediately. It was Arizona. That basically they were going to say, let's just play all the games in Arizona. Now, listen, Arizona's a hot spot right now, but even if you could be sort of in a hotter spot, if you're not really, you don't go out, right? You don't really have to be in a hub. I thought baseball all along, George, the best thing that they could have done is they should have just sort of continued off in spring training. That Cactus League, Grapefruit League idea that they had briefly. I thought it was a good one. And basically, everyone, you just play the games at the spring training complexes. Yes, it's in Florida, but you tell the players, listen, you're just all going to live on the complex here. You know, you're not in quarantine, but don't be stupid. Don't go anywhere. It's only 2 months. They already live there for a couple of months a year already anyways. You're not asking them to do anything they don't already do. It's like, shut up. You're already here for a bunch of exhibition games anyways. Now they count. Simple as that. And you could have controlled it because the travel is, that's what's going to be the major problem. Exposing the players to hotels, airplanes, airports, the players exposing other people, etc. I think they should have went with the Florida-Arizona idea. I thought it was actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, the problem with the Arizona idea, by the way, you won your bet. Milwaukee just won the game. Strikeout ends it there. Milwaukee wins 6-5 over Pitt. The problem with the Arizona idea is there's only
one. Hold on as well. Oh, did we get a goal? We got a Seattle Sounders goal because the total was 2.5. And there were at 2 goals. And we also had both teams to score as well. So, you know, that would be nice to get the Brewers, to get the Brewers nice, home.
A nice hat trick for you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I need it. Trust me. It's been up and down the last 24 hours. This soccer is pretty volatile. It's like playing the stock market, man. One day you think you're like you're a genius, and you know, an hour later, basically you're poor and your account's gone. It's like, I'm telling you, like I lived in Vegas, and betting MLS is like being in Vegas. Like when you live in Vegas, you have to have your guard on 24 hours a day, George. Like you slip up for 2 seconds, they'll get you. And you slip up for 2 seconds, they'll get you. And MLS is like that too, man. You let your guard down, man. Boom. Next thing you know, you're down $482. So nice stuff, though. The game goes over the 2.5, and both teams score cashes as well. So what do you think, George, about the baseball rule, the runner on second to start? Do you hate it now that you've seen it, or do you like it?
No, I hate it. I can't. I'm like this, Gabe. I understand this is a farce of a season anyway. And if we want to get through, we're going to have to do some weird things, whatever. We want to, because the games have to end early, whatever. They don't want players cohabitating for more than 9 innings. I think it's stupid, but fine. I get it. But please, don't bring it back next year. Just please don't bring it back next year. But the problem is, I think people like it because baseball players, for the most part, they want to get out. You know, it is a business to them. And winning or losing, that's the bonus to win. I want to get out of here. The game's going to end early by the runner on second inning. Fine. Hell, load the bases up. Let's get out of here. You know, it's going to win or lose it. Let's go home. You're hearing sports writers now go, oh, this is great. You know, the games end earlier because they have a deadline to meet. So they want to get out of there. You know, so I'm afraid they're going to keep this rule, and I can't stand it. I'm okay with it this year because, like I said, everything this year is a joke. 16 teams out of 31 making the playoffs. Are you kidding me? I mean, I think that's silly. So I'll let everything go this year. I won't complain too much, but please, next year, you want to add one extra wildcard team? I'm okay with that. You want to make it 12 out of 31? I'm good with that. The NFL is 14 of 32, you know, so I'm good with that, but don't go to 16 of 31. That's just, that's nuts. That's the NHL. I mean, come on.
Well, it was sheer greed. Are there 31 teams? Aren't there 30? Am I missing a team? Did they add a team?
Oh, 16 to 30. I'm thinking the NHL. NHL is 16 to 31. MLB now has 16 of 30.
You're throwing me off. You're cursed. Does the NHL have 31 teams?
Well, I guess technically they have 32, depending on how you look at it, if you count the Kraken yet.
Yeah, I guess with the CA. Yeah. Are they at 31 right now, the NHL? Aren't they
at
30?
31 right now. Vegas made 31. Seattle makes 32.
Okay, Vegas is 31, and then, okay, see the Seattle Kraken 32. So yeah, either way, either way, 16 teams is too much. And yeah, whatever, dude, they don't care. That's the whole thing. The players, and the players signed off on that. The players don't, they deserve the blame as well. Because the only reason the players did it, because they got $50 million to do it. That's what they got. They got $50 million to add those playoff games, to split amongst the playoff teams. The players get that money. You know, so when you add it all up, it's, I don't know, it's $200,000 or $300,000 each. So, like, basically, they were willing to sacrifice and bastardize the game for a couple $100,000 each. You know what I mean? That's why the players, like, Clevinger can cry all he wants. He's like, oh, this is garbage. It's not even baseball. It's like, bro, you're part of the Players Association. I don't remember you complaining about this before. Are you complaining about the extra teams in the playoffs right now? Because that's pretty ridiculously stupid as well. It's a travesty. But you guys don't care because they dangled $50 million. At first, they offered $25 million, and the players said no. And then the owners, like, it goes to show how badly the owners wanted it. And it also goes to show how much they were lowballing the players in the first place. And then it came back with a double. They doubled it. They said, all right, listen, we'll give you $50 million. Because basically, all over those extra playoffs, they don't have to reimburse now for the rest of the season. Because they put a premium on because they're playoff games, George. So, like, the owners actually hustled their way out of this somehow, that they don't owe anything for next year to the television networks. They give the players $50 million. And they don't care about the integrity of the sport. It's a joke.
Well, now you know why the owners are billionaires, right? Because they do stuff like this. And no, the owners don't care. They never have. Manfred doesn't care. Manfred just works for the owners. And Manfred, the fact that we knew this morning at 8 a.m. that everything was falling apart with the Marlins, right? Yet Manfred doesn't make a public statement till almost 12 hours later when he's on the MLB Network around 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, what's going on here? Why is Don Mattingly the face of this all day for the Marlins? It's just strange how Major League Baseball does things. This whole season to me is a farce. I'm glad baseball is back. I'm enjoying watching it. Watched it all night again tonight, and I'll keep doing that. But it's a farce. Too many different rule changes. I don't even think we're going to have to worry about October game because I don't think those games are going to be played anyway.
I don't like just jumping on the mob. The mob rules and the bandwagon. Oh, Rob Manfred this, Rob Manfred that. Because, as you stated, you know, he's just a tool of the owners. But it's been a bad run for this guy. Like, at some point, you'd like to say, you know what, he handled that well. You know what I mean? But he just doesn't. And I brought it up earlier. I get the feeling that he's not even paying attention. You know what I mean? That they sort of got to call him. Hey, listen, Mr. Commissioner, like, you know, the Marlins, like, have this, as you stated, like, he's not proactive. He's like, he's reactive. Like, he waits for something to happen and then he reacts and reacts poorly. And it's hard to believe that we're going to say this, but he actually makes Bud Selig seem good. Like, or, you know, I don't know, that's a strong word, but next, you know, Bud Selig wasn't as bad as Rob Manfred is. Like, Manfred just doesn't seem to have any control or, I don't know. I think the best way of putting it is Manfred doesn't care. I think, in my own personal opinion, he doesn't care. Like, Rob Manfred doesn't love the sport. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like a baseball guy where he loves the game. And like, Bart Giamatti loved the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bud Selig was a car salesman and stuff, and he was kind of a hustler, but he loved the game. He was an idiot, but his heart was in the right place. He loved the game. Rob Manfred's just a sort of a corporate guy that happens to be the commissioner of baseball. He called the trophy a piece of metal, bro.
He's made so – I mean, I understand we don't want to trash Manfred because everyone's trashing Manfred, but he's made so many mistakes. As you mentioned, name me one good thing that he's done. One good thing. You mentioned calling the trophy a piece of metal. He said during a press conference that, after the CBA, oh, yeah, we never had any intention of playing more than 60 games. The owners had to be like, oh my God, did he just say that? I mean, he's definitely not a baseball guy, or at least not a huge baseball guy. But
you know what else he said? So you're right. He goes, well, no matter what happened in negotiations, we never had any intentions to play more than 60 games. And then he sort of backtracked because, bro, that's libel what you just said. You just admitted that you negotiated in bad faith. How much money did they spend on
Exhibit A?
Like $38 million?
Exhibit A in the grievance.
It's Exactly. It's like, listen, he just said they didn't even, like, we spent $38 million on legal fees in negotiations that they had no intention. So then he dropped in the same interview, which people and I thought of today. He also said, and we all know that we're really probably not going to be able to play 60 games. Like, he says, like, I don't think we're going to be able to play 60 games. Then why did you add these playoff, like, scenario? Like, why'd you add, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, nothing they do makes sense, and nothing correlates. And it correlates, and it always just comes back to greed, right? It just comes back to money and the television contract, and that's all they care about. It's pretty simple. That's all that they care about. And, you know, the NFL, this is going to be interesting. What happens with the National Football League? Some colleges, George, they're doing they're only playing conference games. So, like, basically, like, they play 8 games against conference opponents, and then they have 4 against non-conference opponents. But the non-conference opponents are usually pretty far, or sometimes they're, you know. So basically, they're trying to limit the travel and cut down on the schedule a little bit because they realize, even college realizes, yeah, playing 13 weeks is asking too much. Let's just try to bang this off in like 9 weeks, like 10 weeks, 2.5, like 2 months. Let's blast through this September, October, and we'll be out of here in November before it really gets bad. The NFL, I was thinking about this. Do you go to just sort of division and conference games only? Like, you know what I mean? You play your division games? Because 16 games is too much. And in my opinion, it just is. I think 12 games the way to go. I mean, you play, you know, play your 6 division games and then another 6 in the conference sort of geographically where you can try to keep it close. They're going to have to come up with something, George.
I would agree with you. I mean, I hope, Gabe, we're July 28th. You would hope that they have a plan B in motion already. But even that, what you're talking about, that won't work perfect. Hell, think of the Cowboys. Cowboys alone. Giants, Philadelphia, Washington. That's traveling. That's not going to help much for them.
Yeah, it's a very good point. I know. Yeah, this is where the geography of this is a major problem. And I just, quite frankly, don't have a lot of confidence in NFL players to take care of themselves either. Like, we can blame these leagues all that we want. As I stated, like, are the Marlin players doing the right things? I don't know. You know, we know Dak Prescott wasn't. The guy's having a party. We know Zeke Elliott got it. You know, we see NFL players acting irresponsible all the time online, working out together. Hell, even Tom Brady. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, maybe it's just me, but I'm starting to think that the Seattle Sounders might not be advancing. The MLS is back at tournament. LAFC, man, these guys are dangerous. LAFC were the favorites coming into the tournament. They're an offensive juggernaut, but they've tightened things up defensively. Listen, the Sounders really didn't look good in this tournament at all. Their best match was against the Whitecaps. So it's not shocking, but 4-1. LAFC are really a dangerous side right now. MLS is back, continues. George Kurtz with us. George, we still haven't gotten into the pucks yet, Kurtz, because hard to believe, buddy, the playoffs start on Saturday.
Yeah, it's noon, right? Rangers, Carolina is the noon, the first game Saturday. My Islanders, well, yep. The team I root for, plays a couple of hours later.
Yeah. If you want, we'll go through the series. In the late night hours, I hear Sports Rage late night, as George Kurtz referenced, the New York Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. So that's the first real hockey that we're going to see. It's a playoff game, best of 5. And I don't know if you heard me talk about this, George, at all, but the last time that they had a best of 5 format in the National Hockey League was back in 1986. Montreal Canadiens actually won the cup. Patrick Waugh, rookie. The game five format in the first round, the team that won game one won every series in the first round in the five game format. These first games are critical, man. You fall behind 1-0, you don't have a lot of room for error after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, suddenly the other team only needs to win two of the next four games. They really put themselves in a good position. It's going to be play out. And, you know, I'm liking a lot of the underdogs in the series. We'll take a look at the series at prices. Hockey is here. NBA is coming back on Thursday. We're going to get into some NBA in level two here as well. Sports Rage, late night.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.